Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 10th day of February 2009. We have 4 hours of important information spanning out before us. We are live. Representative Charles Key joins us in 30 minutes, continuing our ongoing series dealing with all of these different states that are declaring sovereignty or in the process of declaring sovereignty. We had a state rep on from Washington State. He was aware of the FEMA camps they've built and are building. He was aware of the clergy response team secretly being hired by the federal government to brainwash the public to go into the camps. He was aware of the gun confiscation legislation now introduced, and much of that wording is in these different bills. It was 7 states, then 8 states. Now 10 states have bills introduced or have passed bills. And Oklahoma is one of the few that's actually passed it. So we've got Representative Charles Key joining us coming up in 30 minutes from now. Then from the second hour, we will have wide open telephones for the full hour on the banker bailout, the so-called stimulus package, and some of the unbelievable subsections in this multi-thousand page pork barrel nightmare. But it's more than just pork barrel. It's far worse than that. Rationing health care to seniors and other things. Not even rationing, it's eugenics. Wait till we get to this. Then Larry Pratt to track the armada of gun banning, gun restricting, gun registering bills and legislation and executive fiat announcements about the AG being able to ban any guns he wants just simply by announcing it. We'll also get into the fact that they're saying they're going to put more and more gun owners on a, quote, no-fly list, which will also be a no-buy-a-gun list. This is going to expand. You haven't paid your taxes. When they claim you haven't paid your taxes, they're just going to shut off all your credit cards. They're going to have your landlord throw you out. I mean, this is just a total control grid, a lot bigger than just the Second Amendment. That is coming up with Larry Pratt in the third hour, and then again in the fourth hour, wide-open phones yet again. Okay, I have scanned over the different versions of the stimulus package. The latest version of the stimulus package that has passed the House is awaiting approval in the Senate. Openly states that doctors will not be allowed to practice medicine anymore. Now, they've already been moving towards this where doctors, dentists, and others, if someone is paying with insurance, or if someone is on Medicare or Medicaid, the doctor has to go through protocols that are all computerized, written by the government and the insurance companies and the HMOs to decide what care they can mete out. And so, oh, you've got a bunch of ruptured disc from a car wreck, we'll put you on Prozac. That's what they do now. Take England. And I've watched the House of Commons. I remember seeing Tony Blair admit it. 18 months for brain surgery on operable brain cancer, but you've got to get it quick, and you're talking over a 90% survival rate, but they just say, no, you got to wait 18 months, and they look at your age. If you're above 55, that means you've almost finished your usefulness. You are not given the surgery. This is the rationing of healthcare, and all you fools that said you wanted this, you're going to get it now. You're going to get it, and if you've even got the money for healthcare, you're going to have to go to another nation. But in this global system, they're shutting down more and more places where you can get health care. But there'll always be places you can get it because all the globalists have to be able to get health care. So they'll jump on their private jets and fly out and do it. This is eugenics. It is in the legislation. Also, Art Acevedo, what a piece of work, man. He's joined 6 other Texas police chiefs wanting them to take DNA when you're arrested. He is a bloodsucker. I'm going to call him up and tell him he's a bloodsucker. Got his cell phone number. He is just a real piece of work. Yeah, that's right, DNA databases. But hey, what's the big deal? We're all in one at birth anyways.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A Bloomberg financial news story today. Ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan by Betsy McCauley. It's HR1EH. And this is in the larger stimulus package. And it states, well, I mean, not just the bill. This is a quote from Daschle, who's running around promoting it, I guess is a outside the administration minion. Daschle says, health care reform will not be pain-free. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. Did you hear that? Yeah, you're supposed to die. You know, I keep saying on air over and over again, eugenics, 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 eugenics. Understand that word, understand all. It's a key word. Eugenics, eugenics, eugenics. Why are they giving girls Gardasil shots they know are attacking the reproductive organs, killing them, maiming them en masse? Eugenics, eugenics. Why does Bayer Pharmaceutical ship out over 1 million injections of HIV and hepatitis filled factor 8, knowing it's going to kill everybody that takes it? Eugenics, 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 eugenics. What's the whole purpose of the world government? Why do these guys work so hard for it? It's not just about power. It's about eugenics, 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 eugenics. You better find out what it means. I know a lot of you know, but a lot of you don't, and you're certainly your neighbors, your friends, your families don't know. That's why Obama keeps saying you're going to have to make sacrifices. This is going to be austerity. This is going to be hard. This is going to be tough. Unless you're one of the bankers' CEOs or their shareholders making trillions, not billions. Daschle says health care reform will not be pain-free. Senators should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. That means the elderly will bear the brunt. And it goes on from there. Medicare now pays for treatments deemed safe and effective. The stimulus bill would change that and apply a cost-effectiveness standard set by the Federal Council. Section 464. The Federal Council is modeled after the UK board based in Daschle's book. The board approves or rejects treatments using a formula that divides the cost of treatment by the number of years the patient is likely to benefit. Tens of thousands of people with brain tumors alone that were completely operable could have been fixed. They said, sorry, if you're still alive in 18 months when most of you will die, then we might do the brain surgery. Oh, you've got skin cancer. Sorry, we can't get you in for a year. You're over 55. All of you stupid, stupid people that don't know the government's evil and run by foreign banks who think it's really there to help you. You're going to find out. And look. It's what we deserve. We've killed 50 million babies in this country. We call them a blob of tissue. Old folks are being euthanized coast to coast by the thousands every month that we know of. That's confirmed. Read Wesley Smith's, I know it's in the 20-plus part series now, how they chain down the old people and they beg for food and water. You know, every time I talk about that, people email me and go, oh, Alex, you're making that up. Or they comment and say, oh, radio theater. Hey, listen, I'm not making any of this up. I read that mainstream news story about the baby, lady gets to the abortion clinic for a 7-month abortion, partial birth. The doctor doesn't show up on time. She has the baby, so they grab the baby, throw it on the ground, try to bash its brains out. This is in mainstream news. And then take it and throw it in the dumpster and it died of exposure with cockroaches chewing on it. And people went in the comment section of InfoWars and said I was making it up. They don't even go to the news article and read it. You just can't handle the truth. You can't handle it. Only facing the evil will start turning it back. Not being a punk. Not being a weak, stupid, delusional coward. Do you understand? These people are going to take everything you've got. Do you understand? There is an army of darkness running the world. They are sworn to hurt the innocent. And you need to wake up and grow up and realize just how serious things are and stop living in denial. Newsweek has the cover story, we are all socialists now, with the Republicans and Democrats shaking hands. The image of the red states and blue states. Then it offers socialism as the solution and says it's needed. And it says you're all going to have your own little debit card that the government puts your monthly credits on. See, they want to bankrupt things so bad that 90% of us will be on welfare. And with that comes government-controlled rationing. And not just rationing, eugenics. Oh, your credit card statement that the government has access to shows you buy wine every week. Well, sorry, you've got heart disease and liver disease. You don't get health care. In England, they are tied into all the databases. They already are here, too. They just say, oh, I see here you admittedly smoked until you were 35. You're 62 now, you've got lung cancer, you don't get treatment. See, this is what the socialism is all about. It's about controlling and rationing things. The globalists want neo-feudalism. There's plenty of resources. There's plenty of money to go around. It's a high-tech economy. We've built this incredibly advanced technological system. All of our standard of living should be rapidly rising. But if you read the eugenicist documents, the world population reduction documents, the PDDs, the State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population, the Club of Rome, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, they say world government is about artificially restricting your access to a high standard of living, and then they make it fashionable and cool. See, first they sell you on getting rid of the old people, saying, well, they have a right to die with dignity, and they'll cut to some person who's 75 years old in excruciating pain, saying, I deserve to be able to commit suicide. Hey, Bubba, nobody's stopping you from going to the dentist to have a tooth pulled and getting a whole bottle of hydrocodone and going home and turning your lights out. See, but they claim, oh, they can't get access to suicide. Oh. As if you can't go in the kitchen and turn the gas on. As if you can't go in the garage and close it and turn the car on. Shut up! You want to kill yourself? Go ahead. The whole point here is that they want to pass a law saying the government decides when to kill us through their bioethicist boards. That is neo-eugenics. And they've openly introduced it. They've got the bill in there as health care, helping you. And that, folks, I can't even read the whole bill. It's thousands and thousands of pages. They're constantly cramming new stuff in. And they say to the states, oh, you're having trouble with money. You just got to federalize completely your hospital and carry out our bioethicist system and put in our computers as if they don't already have it. And just trying to cover this. I mean, what is eugenics? You go to have your baby at the hospital. The nurse sits there and asks your wife right in front of you, do you have any problems at home? And she'll say, sir, will you go file this, take this to the nurse downstairs for me? And then as soon as you leave the room, this is how they do it, they go, do you feel safe at home? You got enough money? Our bill's tough. And there's the trusting woman sitting there about to have her baby. You know, she's going into labor. And the nurse is smiling, honey, you need a cup of water? And then she's putting in the computer, and if you say you're having money troubles, they come snatch your children. By the grace of God, though, the CPS is huge, but they're usually so busy kidnapping other kids that a lot of times they can't show up to kidnap yours, even if you answer the questions wrong, not knowing that you are literally before an inquisitor putting all your data in the health department that was chartered under eugenics and is going into a national and international database. The nurse doesn't tell you they're taking your baby's blood, that it's going into a global database for 36 years, 35 years, illegally. So, here we are. We are going into the control grid, and with it comes the face-scanning cameras, the secret police, all over England now. If you're at the park or walking down the street, it's happened to me, but not just me. I watch them walking up to mainly clean-cut, good-looking families. They leave all the people that the public's told us is for, the illegal aliens, the foreigners alone, and they just come up and say, oh, need you to stand right here, please. Name and ID, this is a security check. What's this about? I will have you detained and arrested if you do not answer the questions immediately. What are you doing? Just to train you to live under this. Total control. We're being inducted into slavery. But just in the area of healthcare, the Federal Council's model after the UK board discussed in Daschle's book, the board approves or rejects treatments using a formula that divides the cost of treatment by the number of years the patient is likely to benefit. Treatments for younger patients are more often approved than treatments for diseases that affect the elderly, such as osteoporosis. Now, again, even if you've got money, you're not going to be getting the health care under this. In 2006, the UK Health Board decreed that elderly patients with macular degeneration had to wait until they went blind in one eye before they could get a costly new drug to save the other eye. It took almost 3 years of public protest before the board reversed its decision, but they still selectively don't do it. I watch House of Commons every week where they... I need Paul Watson because he's closer to this, or Steve. Do an article for folks off of this. Do it on the brain tumors. I know you can find YouTube clips of House of Commons where Blair admits, yes, you don't get the brain tumor removed. You die. And all the socialists say, yeah, restrict their health care. I deserve mine. So all these do-nothings can then, you know, be involved in all the rationing.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
We don't need no education.
The globalists want you to be feudal serfs, slaves. Here's the homework for today. Please, for new listeners laughing and giggling and snickering right now, write down the word eugenics, write down the word feudalism and serfdom. Feudalism, serfdom, and eugenics. They want you to be beholden to the state that's owned by offshore banks for everything. They're going to have regulators over every facet of your business, your life, your home. And then all of these people dumbed down in the public school system with no future, no jobs through globalism they're all being sold. They're going to get all these free goodies. They don't know they're going to get death. They're going to get control and eugenics. And so they're then taught, oh, hey, wait a minute. You don't want the old people. You don't want people that made bad decisions in life. You don't want, they introduce this to the public of, well, should some alcoholic get a new liver or should a baby? That's how they've introduced the idea. But no, it's for everybody. And that's in the bill. That's in the stimulus package. Above 55, you wait for health care. And it's all based on the British system. Everything. That is the key country. They're about 3 or 4 years ahead of what the U.S. is in every respect. They train the children in all their schools. It's now started in the U.S. to spy on their parents. They secretly have them thumb scan and put them in DNA databases without telling the parents. That's come out in the news. Same thing starting here. If the Obama administration's economic stimulus bill passes the Senate in its current form, senators in the U.S. will face similar rationing. Defenders of the system say that individuals benefit in younger years and sacrifice later. Yeah, when you pay all your taxes into this system. The stimulus bill will affect every part of the health care, from medical and nursing education to how patients are treated and how much hospitals get paid. The bill allocates more funding for this bureaucracy than the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Air Force combined. Page 9092, 174, 177, 181. This is Bloomberg. Hiding health legislation, the stimulus bill, is intentional. Daschle supported the Clinton administration's health care overhaul in 94, and he's the one that wrote this previously in the Senate. It was attributed in failure to debate and delay. A year ago, Daschle wrote that the next president could act quickly before critics mount an opposition. That means attaching a health care plan to the federal budget, so be it, he said. The issue is too important to be stalled by Senate protocol. More scrutiny needed. President Obama called it inexcusable and irresponsible for senators to delay passing the stimulus bill. In truth, the bill needs more scrutiny because it isn't a stimulus bill. It's a federal takeover. The healthcare industry is the largest employer in the U.S. It produces some 17% of the nation's gross domestic product. Yet the bill treats healthcare the way the European government does, as a cost problem instead of a growth industry. Imagine limiting growth and innovation in the electronics or auto industry during this downturn. The stimulus is dangerous to your health and the economy. Betsy McCauley is former lieutenant governor of New York and is an adjunct senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Now let's read from the front page, because that's not all. They make doctors and dentists and others, if somebody's got insurance, HMO, Medicare, or Medicaid. That's why Ron Paul, in his private practice, and many others that have private practices, do not accept Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. You got to pay cash. Because if you do accept that, now they want to make it for everybody, even if you do pay cash. They make you. By the way, my dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist. They're now making them do this. Upload everything into a computer database, and then the HMOs and the insurance companies then tell them what treatment they can carry out when they don't even have medical degrees. I ought to get my dad in here because he's actually written letters to the state of Texas. They've had hearings over it. He's actually helped stop some of this just with a few letters and phone calls pointing out it's illegal, still under Texas law, to do this. Am I even supposed to be talking about this? He never told me not to. The point is that in my own life I'm hearing about this, where they are telling people what to do. A computer program does. Do you understand that the doctors are being turned into technicians? That the medical practitioners are being turned into technicians? That the nurses are being turned into technicians who follow what the computer says? And this goes into the Patriot Act, too. I mean, it's over everything. Cars you buy, houses you buy, your health care, your bank accounts. It's all controlled. Republican senators are questioning whether President Barack Obama's stimulus bill contains the right mix of tax breaks, cash infusions, to jumpstart the economy. Tragically, no one from either party is objecting to the health provisions slipped in without discussion. These provisions reflect the handiwork of Tom Daschle, until recently the nominee to the Health and Human Services Department. That's why they rush it and say, this will go from a crisis to a catastrophe. Pass it now. Don't read it. Pass it now. And every day they change it. No, just pass it now. Pass it. Pass it now. Pass it now. Pass it now. Pass it. Pass it. Pass it. Pass it. Who knows what we haven't found in here? This This thing's thousands of pages long and changing by thousands of pages every day. Stay with us. We'll get to the states rebelling when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Announces that we're all socialists now, says that it's for our own good. It isn't socialism, it's neo-feudalism and serfdom. The central banks get us into a debt-based economy, deindustrialize the nation, their own documents said by design. They then implode credit, terrorize the population into going along with their banker bailout, which gives them all the remaining liquidity. They lock down all sources of funding. Then they terrorize the population and say they're basically nationalizing everything in the name of getting the economy jump-started, but they're really not nationalizing anything, as if that's bad enough. They're handing it over to private offshore multinational interest. They're bringing in eugenics. The people over 55 are going to have health care rationed. It's actually in the bill. They say it in their own words. They're not even denying it now. They are making their move. We're going to go over the story next hour. We are all socialists now out of Newsweek. I'm also going to get into all over the nation. Police are just pulling people over, taking their wallets, their watches, any cash. And even the San Antonio Express News calls it piracy. The society is imploding through corruption, but there's still good people in the country, in government, and in the private sector. Yesterday, I had a state rep on from Washington State who's introduced legislation. He was aware of the FEMA camps. He was aware that they have clergy response teams out on the payroll of FEMA telling their flocks to go into FEMA camps. Obama is now announcing a nationwide initiative with this. It's no longer secret. New Hampshire, and it's now 10 states. It was seven or eight states last Friday when Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. It's now 10 states. Oklahoma is one of the few states that's actually passed this legislation, declaring sovereignty against the feds, enlisting they won't accept gun confiscation, they won't accept martial law. I went over HCR 6 out of New Hampshire. It has a very good chance of passing, saying that they will resist the establishment of martial law in Article 1. Article 2, they will resist requiring involuntary servitude, all being announced. It goes on and on from there. So I wanted to get State Rep Charles Key on the show all this week and next week. We've got New Hampshire state reps on Friday, two of them. All this week we're going to have state reps on who are valiantly fighting the globalists. It is now openly announced. World government is taking over. They're making their move. I got home last night. My wife said, oh, my gosh, I was just listening to NPR cooking dinner. And they announced that it's global government. It's globalism. It's wonderful. Everybody's accepting the new global order. The crisis is helping. Rahm Emanuel saying the crisis is helping. They can't let this crisis go to waste. I mean, they're all but admitting they engineered it. And their own documents show they did. So this is the great time of the new world order, folks. And with it becomes abject slavery. They've introduced total gun ban bills where they're saying by executive fiat they'll put everybody on no-fly list, no-buy gun list, a blacklist with no judge or jury. They just do it. This is unspeakable. National gun registration, it's all introduced. It's all happening right now. And all we see is Obama saying this will go from a crisis to a catastrophe. You must pass it now. And the bill grows by thousands of pages every day. And in there, in their own words, it says, 55 or older, you don't get health care. Before they would deny they wanted rationing. Now they just say it. State Rep. Charles Key, why do you think they're just becoming so open?
Well, because they have, it's like how you opened this segment of your show, Alex. We are overcoming, we're trying to overcome decades of indoctrination and brainwashing. They've been effective in doing that. And they've worn people down, and they've brought up a generation or so that a large number of those people think this is the way it is. And so they're getting pretty arrogant and cocky about it. They see the possibility of having success and accomplishing their goals.
I think they're arrogant because they're planning huge false flag terror attacks. And if you look at their body language and the things they're saying, the last time they said this was before 9/11. And the time before that, it was right before Oklahoma City, which, of course, you spearheaded exposing as an inside job. Does your gut tell you they're getting ready to false flag?
Nothing would surprise me anymore, Alex. I tell you, I don't think there's many things that we could put past a lot of these people. It's amazing what they will do and what they've done so far. They have engineered this because of their own policies and the things they've done. They've engineered the problems that we have today, both economically and physically. And otherwise, regarding the constitutional freedoms, civil liberties that we have, you know, they continue to cause the problem. They come back with alleged answers, supposed answers to it, their solutions, and they just take more freedoms away and take more of our property and our wealth away from us. And it's time the people stand up. You know, what amazes me is how so few number of people can bring under submission or almost bring under submission a nation of over 300 million people. It's really amazing that we're allowing this to happen. And all we have to do is stand up. We don't have to have a violent revolution or anything. We just need to stand up and take back control.
Well, I'll tell you how they're doing it. It's television, which is admittedly a mind control device, and they have dumbed the public down so far. And they've used all these crises they've created to try to shell the public. But even though in every major poll, 98% in major polls, 1,001 phone calls in Congress against the last banker takeover. Many polls are as high as 70% against this one, even though it's tailored as supposedly a bailout for the people when it's not federal takeover. This, for folks that don't know, if you study history, and I want your take on this, Representative Charles Key, a Republican from Oklahoma, this isn't just some big government takeover. This mirrors a mix of Stalinist, Maoist, slash Nazi systems. And even the Washington Post admits that, but they say it's a good thing that this, you know, looks like the classic mass movements of the past. I mean, this is as bad as it gets. Can you speak to that?
Well, I don't disagree with that. You know, it's the frog getting boiled slowly in the pot of water, and we have to face up to that and realize it. We have to lose our illusions about, you know, what this country being the country that we, many of us were raised in or what it used to be. It's not that right now, but it is slowly transforming. We've gone down the road quite a bit, and they continue to use the propaganda tools that they can use and the various, you know, instruments and institutions that they can use in our culture and society to get people to think the way they want them to think and to get us to move down the road where they want us. But we have to face up to the facts, and the facts are very clear. If we don't turn this around, if we don't have the personal and corporate fortitude to stand up and fight this, then we can know where we're going to end up, because it's the same thing that's happened throughout history. They are, many of them are doing this, but they also have to depend on a lot of people just standing by and watching it happen, either out of fear or they're just, you know, covering their own backside.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, not just on the ground and doing thousands of radio interviews myself and traveling the country and the world, that it's people standing down. Most people know we're in trouble. They're freaked out. They're upset. They know that criminals have taken control of both major parties, and they know the New World Order is real now. It's all over the news as they try to sell it. They are afraid, or they don't have enough respect for themselves to believe they can fight back. But if you really study the success you've had, I've had, many others have had, if we just fight back, we can stop them. It's just too many people are sitting by and counting on those of us in the front lines to keep carrying this on. They don't realize we need them to join us in the front lines, not behind us, but right beside us. And there is a major ray of sunshine here. There's many rays of sunshine. The biggest one, obviously, is that Oklahoma passed a resolution saying we're not going to allow UN takeovers and gun confiscation and UN and all this. And then the feds bombs you to teach you to love them, to teach you that they're the savior. With Oklahoma City, the Chiefs exposed. Now we've got, it's 10 states now, it's grown three more since last week, introducing bills to say no to the feds. And in there, I'm sure you've had a chance to read over some of the others, it's saying we're not going to put up with martial law. We're not putting up with gun confiscation. We're going to instruct our state police to resist. Can you speak to what Oklahoma did? And I really think that's the model that we now see expanding around the country.
Well, I do think we're the model, and I'm proud of what we've done with the 10th Amendment resolution. We did pass it in the House last year. I've refiled it this year. It's going to be heard in committee tomorrow. It'll pass. And Oklahoma took over the Oklahoma Republican Party took over the Senate in the state of Oklahoma for the first time in history. So now we have control of the Senate, and I feel very confident we're going to pass it out of the Senate very soon. And it will be the first one, I believe, that will have passed in both bodies in a state. It didn't pass last year because the Democrats had a little bit more control in a split body in the Senate, and they had a sharing agreement, so a Democratic senator refused to let it be even get a hearing. We're going to fix that this year. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, we've got a lot of problems that we're trying to overcome. And, you know, one of the other things that Oklahoma did, trying to think of which ones to talk about first, Alex. One of the things Oklahoma did, and I'm proud of us here in Oklahoma, just to kind of toot our horn a little bit, we passed a bill in 2007 that said we will not participate as a state in the Real ID Act. Well, I'm real proud of Oklahoma for being either the first or one of the first states to actually pass legislation that said we will not do this, and state agencies are not to comply with it. We came back in 2008 with additional legislation, myself and Senator Brogdon in Oklahoma State Senate and some other legislators trying to pass legislation to further tie down the state agencies from sharing information of our citizens with any organization, the feds or any other international organization, whether that be biometrics, social security numbers, a number of other things. Well, what we had happen is we had the federal Homeland Security start interjecting themselves behind the scenes. We found this out as a fact. We then had our own Department of Public Safety come in and start lobbying against us, against my bills over in the House. It really ticked me off. We had a bunch of powwows with the head of the DPS in Oklahoma and his lobbyist, and they continued to try to kill our legislation behind the scenes, and frankly, they were successful to hold it back. Well, we've come back this year with some additional legislation, and we're trying to further tie the hands of anyone that wants to do, you know, do the bidding of the federal government, the federal Homeland Security, or anyone else that
well,
wants
Representative
to share
Key,
their information.
Well, as you know, they have now openly announced NORTHCOM runs the U.S. under PDD 51. They tell the governors that they serve at the pleasure of the president. They're now dual-hatted federal officers. This is martial law. That's basically what we're under now. And, of course, the state police were chartered by Roosevelt during the Depression. They're really federal. I mean, under the state charters, they're there, but they were really set up by the feds. And so the state needs to remove the DPS director, Department of Public Safety director, if they don't do what the legislature says. So I just love how you're standing up for the 10th Amendment here. Expanding out on that, as this crisis deepens, we know the states are going to be the main bulwark against globalism. To explain it to people, the internationalists have taken over our federal government. So this isn't even a question of fighting the feds. They're now globalist. They're now fully under international treaties and control. They're illegitimate. We must declare sovereignty at the state level. And that's why if you look at what NORTHCOM and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51 state, it's all about using 20,000 U.S. Homeland Security Brigade Army troops against the states. How aware of this are you, Representative Key? B, what is the sense of the legislature? Are they finally starting to realize that this is real, this is really happening?
Well, yeah, and that reminds me of a story I was going to tell as we've been talking here. Last year, I started telling those stories about Real ID because of this one story I want to tell. After 2007, we passed the bill that rejected Real ID in Oklahoma. Then in 2008, I had the 10th Amendment resolution and additional Real ID legislation. Well, the Oklahoma Republican Party has taken over the House here in Oklahoma the last few years. So I'm on the House floor last year. I'm on the Democratic side of the floor working these bills, and I'm having conversations with primarily Democratic legislators. We're talking about both of these issues. And so some of the Democratic legislators speak up and they say, well, Key, they say things to this effect almost exactly what I'm getting ready to tell you. They say, well, Key, things are getting so bad that we think it's probably going to take an armed revolution for people, you know, before we turn it around. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that really got my attention, just like when I ran for reelect for office again in 06, when I went door to door and heard so many people in my district saying similar kinds of things about that indicated their level of knowledge, their level of understanding of how far we've gone down the road and who's telling the truth, who's lying about things in our country from the media and the government. There's a broader understanding, a deeper understanding from the people about who's on their side and who's not. And that was a very, very telling comment and comments that I heard back then. This was coming from Democrats.
Yeah, let me add, I mean, because this is so important. Notice that was because Bush was the big bad devil. They could see, but Bush was just a puppet, the globalist agenda, the FEMA camps, the martial law. Democrats were worried then at the low level. Now that Obama's in, they're embracing it, and the whole system, you know, let's say Bush built the rocket, put it on the launch pad, Obama just climbed in it and blasted off, and now they're suddenly hailing the police state because they think they're in control of it.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I do agree, but at the same time, I'm seeing members of the Democratic and Republican parties And we've got a long ways to go, believe me. I understand that. But I'm seeing them start to understand that, you know, meet this new boss same as the old boss. Not much difference. And so we got to figure out a way to start bringing people to a point, elected and non-elected, to the point where they will stand in opposition to all of these types of proposals and policies, no matter who it is that's proposing them. And there's battle lines being drawn and fought right here in Oklahoma, and I hope in other states at the state level, within the different caucuses of the two different parties.
So you're giving us the good news that you're saying really, Republicans and Democrats now, your colleagues, they're starting to really understand that this is an alien government.
Yeah, they are. But again, I recognize and admit we've still got a long ways to go because our enemies have learned how to use the systems and the processes against us so well. And you've got so many people within the system, elected and non-elected, within the political systems, that they're there to look out for number one, and they don't have the courage to stand up and fight it. So they effectively, they're like the willing dupes.
Stay there, sir. I want to come back and talk about how we help you expand the legislation you've already passed and get that real ID fully killed. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Charles Key, representative in Oklahoma, spearhead of a General Benton Parton and others exposing the bombs in the buildings, the police eyewitnesses and others, the federal forces brutally tortured to death and murdered. Like Cop of the Year, Terrence Yankee. When it's one need. When they tried to expose it. See, he's gone through that journey of putting his own personal fears aside and other things. And that's what it comes down to, all these politicians who want money and power and wearing their fancy suits and getting lobbyist money and going up the chain of command. We don't have any future. Your children and grandchildren don't have any future unless you face the facts and commit to expose this new world order, this global foreign banking takeover. It's a corporate takeover, period. And it's a hellish world they're building. And I'm telling everybody out there who served the system, bureaucrats, police, private citizens, you better get involved in this fight right now. Because this is the fight of your life. This is the greatest threat this nation's ever faced. That's what our founders said over and over again. This nation could not fall from without. It could only fall from within. Charles Key.
Well, you ask, what could people do? And this is what I'd like to ask people to do, Alex. First of all, if you're from Oklahoma, and if I could precede this by telling a quick story on Real ID again. When we were fighting the Real ID battle last year, we had the Department of Public Safety battling against us, lobbying against us. We had Kevin Ward, the head of the department, and his number two man there, Rusty Rhodes is his name, fighting against us. We're in one of the many meetings we had with them, Senator Brogdon and myself. And in one of those meetings, Senator Brogdon started off this meeting by saying, well, Representative Key and I, we think the biggest problem with the Real ID Act is the violation of the Constitution and our constitutional rights, et cetera, et cetera. But other people, you know, are concerned about the cost of it and ID theft, stuff like that. And after he said that, then Kevin Ward, the head of DPS, speaks up and he goes, well, we've got a difference of opinion on the Fourth Amendment. Brogdon had made some comments about the Fourth Amendment. He says, we've got a difference of opinion in the Fourth Amendment, blah, 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 made some comments about it. And it was like sticking me with a hot poker or something, and I just kind of popped up, and I said, Commissioner Ward, I can't believe you just said that. The Fourth Amendment is real simple. It's very plain. What disagreement do we have? And then we get into this more energetic discussion, I would say, about the Constitution, which was similar to every meeting we had. That, I think, If it highlights anything, it highlights the problem we have with law enforcement. It's not that we are against law enforcement or we've got a problem with all of law enforcement, but some in law enforcement, they think they are the good guys and they should have the right to just make decisions. And that's a problem. So for people in Oklahoma, I would like them to call and email Kevin Ward at the Department of Public Safety and tell him to get off his program of trying to fight for the Federal Real ID Act in Oklahoma and let legislators do the legislating and him quit trying to make public policy in Oklahoma. I wish they would do that. And if people are afraid that somebody's going to come after them in Oklahoma law enforcement, please don't let that stop you from doing what is desperately needed. And if you have a problem like that, call my office. But please call Kevin Ward's office and call your state representative and your state senator.
Well, how they sell this is they've got to stop the illegal aliens. But in the amnesty bills they've introduced, they're all given waivers and legalized. This Real ID Act is under international treaty, really a global ID, not just a national ID. And they're going to nexus it into everything. Didn't say that word. In their own documents. So it's about control and federalization. It has nothing to do with security. And it's federal IDs and their databases that continue to cause most of the identity theft that's come out time and time again. Representative Charles Key, let's come back and talk more about the good news, though, that more and more states are moving for sovereignty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.